Okay, Laura's got some stuff to pass out, and this presentation was put together by one of the guys in my group, a project he's been working on, that before you guys get too scared by this, it's joint between groups in the coalition, Americans for Prosperity, Republican Party, but it's a nonpartisan issue that deals with voter fraud and get out the vote. I've looked at this, so I'm going to be winging it with this. The idea behind this is that there is a problem. We have to figure out what that thing is, and then what's our plan going to be. This Mark Musselman has put this together to present something, but we need some input from you guys on how to handle this. And what this starts with is the voter fraud issue. He's got some examples up here of some of the things that have happened. We've talked to a number of groups. And Laura's aunt belongs to one of the groups that focuses on voter fraud and clean elections. And I've listened to one of the people in their group speak, who's worked as a poll watcher, and it is appalling what happens and what's done. You've got people paying for votes. You've got, there's a whole list of them on there. I'm not going to go through it. But things like one of these people sat outside and watched a bus with Illinois plates come in, disgorge everybody, and because Wisconsin allows you to register to vote, they vote. These people walked in, 30, 40 people gave a total of like three different addresses, all, you know, I live at this address, A, I live at this one, B. These people all then registered to vote, then got back on the bus with the Illinois plates, left, one of them followed it, and they went to the next polling place and did the same thing. And this is the kind of fun we have going on. This year's election coming up, we have two things that we have to do. That's we have to put a stop to voter fraud, which that bill this year is trying to push. The second thing is we have to find like lapsed conservative voters who have voted in several elections, get them back involved and get voting so that we can counter those fraudulent numbers that they're coming up with. So like, you see, they got votes from dead people, votes from felons, more votes were cast in Milwaukee County in 2004 than there are registered voters. And we're not talking a few. We're talking thousands more than there are registered. Yes,
Shane? In 2004, Eau Claire County had 3,000 more votes cast than registered voters. That was the highest rate per capita in the state, and we went to our district attorney, who was quote-unquote a Republican, and he said, oh, there's no evidence.
Yeah.
The district attorney's now a Democrat.
Yeah, same thing happens in Milwaukee County and in Dane. Prosecution is practically impossible because attorney or county DAs look at this and go, it's a victimless crime is the way they look at it. They say we don't have the time, we don't have the resources, we don't have the money to go after it. But the problem is now you just see elections being stolen.
Yeah.
And we have to get these guys fired up about it, which is not happening. The other thing is that you run into the racial thing. You get people screaming, oh, you're denying the minorities their right to vote. No, we're denying their right to vote multiple times.
No, we're not even denying minorities anything. We're denying fraud.
Yes. So what we're hoping is that the various groups in the coalition, plus Americans for Prosperity, and Mark Block has been in on this, and the Republican Party, this is coming all the way from the top, Ryan Priebus has said, we're in, and there's a reason why these guys are volunteering to work with us. They have access to what they call voter vault, you know, the records of voting. They can go in there and look for lapsed voters. They can go and compare lists of voters and say, oh, look at this. This person is registered in this county, and this county, and do something about this. So we're talking about a broad-based support behind this idea. What they're offering is training. The two major parties are required by law to train poll workers, and there's several different levels of poll workers of what you can do. And they're talking, okay, good, then I won't go into that. But they're offering to do the training. It's not going to cost anything, but what we're looking at is statewide, getting our groups involved, getting people, like my group's got a 2,700-person email list. We want to hit that and see how many of these people can we get involved in this one project, and the idea being at some point to go in on September 14th and November 2nd, have these people involved and doing poll watching and checking. There's some consultants that have offered to step up. We're watching stepping up, the attorneys of the Republican Party. We've even got the one detective in Milwaukee who wrote the report, which then the DA in Milwaukee County tried to bury, showing that there was something like 6,500 more votes in Milwaukee County than there were voters. So this guy's now retired. He wants to get involved. First step is get volunteers throughout the states in the vulnerable counties, like Shane's talking about, and be able to identify these counties, be able to get some groups saying, okay, we're going to go out, get some people together, get them trained, and we'll take this county, and we'll take this county. Yes?
I was going to say, one of the things is to look at is cities with universities in them.
Yes.
The college students, I was a poll watcher for the Republican Party from 2000 to 2006 for those four elections. And, like, if you've got a university in your county or your city, the students will come down in droves, and then they will all vouch for each other.
Yes.
They'll go, like, I had this one kid come in five times with five separate groups of people, and you go, this person, they bring in students, and they're usually from Minnesota or wherever up by Eau Claire, and they go, where do you live here? Yes. Well, do you have anything that shows your address? No. And that one student, I vouch for her, I vouch for him, I vouch for him, and stand there and vote. So.
Now, this may involve, yes?
You can tell me to stop just because I raised my hand. Why wouldn't we go to the Democrat Party and say, you believe in fair and honest elections too, don't you? I mean, hold their feet to the fire.
I'll give you four words. Good luck with that. See how
but
far
yes,
they get.
When they say, hell no, we want voter fraud or imply it by their actions and their non-endorsement, we've got something.
It's called the media.
Yes, exactly. So this is... This will involve, say, an example of Milwaukee County, if we're going to bring in lots of people to watch all of these precincts. And I should throw out here, one of the first questions I get is, well, if I live in Rhinelander, how the heck am I going to come down there? How do I vote? Absentee voting would work. But if you're going to come down and try and do something like this, we're talking about, in order to defray costs and make this possible, it means like those of us in Milwaukee County or Dane County or up in Eau Claire can say, well, you know, I can have a couple people come to my house, this sort of thing. I know that sounds a little scary bringing strangers in, but look at it as we're all one big extended family working towards the same thing. And if somebody's willing to come from way across the state to come down and help in your area to put a stop to this, willing to give them the benefit of the doubt. Okay, poll watchers, what you can do is you can call in a lawyer. And there's the Republican Party. This is one of the things they're offering. They're saying they will have their lawyers standing by so that if you call, let's say you're at a poll watching in Hales Corners and you see something clearly fraudulent, they will send a lawyer out right away and come out there and be able to tell those folks, well, here's the deal, here's the law, this is what we expect, bring the police in, make their complaint, that sort of thing. So they've got that. You can challenge a voter through the precinct captain. This is one of the things they'll teach how to do it. Anybody can challenge a voter. And since the voter law did not get passed this year that could hit you with $100,000 in 3 years for unsuccessfully challenging a voter, we can still do this.
Hallelujah.
Yes, and everybody gets to take credit in that. The second prong, the problem is that up until mid-October, you have early voting. Supposedly, the worst fraud occurs with absentee voting, the early voting. It's not what happens at the polls on election day. It's the people that are sending in like an absentee ballot and then showing up and voting again on election day. So they actually get in there twice. You have the registration for early voting where these people are coming in. They're going here and registering, and they go to the next county. If all of this happens within 2 weeks before the election, it is virtually impossible for the clerks to catch this. Wisconsin is kind of unique among the states in that voting is handled by municipal clerks, whereas other states it's done through state or county level. Fully one-fifth of the voter registration handled in the United States is done by municipal clerks one-fifth of municipal clerks in the United States are in Wisconsin. Because the voter registration is done at such a low level, there has to be so many of them. It's almost impossible for them to check with each other. County level kind of gives you a chance to check around. So if you're going to vote fraudulently, you might vote where? Wood County? You'd have to go next door to the Marathon register again. But in Wisconsin, no. You could vote in Marshfield and go to Clover. And in your county, you could vote repeatedly because they're not talking to each other. And this is one of the things that we have to combat. It's too easy to vote repeatedly. You don't have to drive long distances. So we're talking about AFP is willing to fund doing a mass mailing to registered voters on this about getting them involved with this. making sure that their voter information is current, because people periodically need to go back and check. I found, before we bought the house, I lived 4 years ago, we lived in a brand new condo, first people to live in it. I went to vote and found 12 people registered at my address. And I'm the only, my wife and I are the only people to live there, yet 12 people were registered to vote. I couldn't believe it. And they said, wow, you must have a big family. And I'm looking at the names going, no, there's nobody named Nguyen and Din and that sort of thing in my family. So that's the kind of thing we need to clean up. People need to be aware of that. Go in and check who else is registered at your place and ask to have them tossed off. Work with the media on this, and then the district attorneys. We try to get them involved early and get them fired up about this and say, look, we know you're shorthanded. We're hands. We're boots on the ground. We will help you. We just bring the weight of the law behind us. One of the things we're going to do is take these addresses that people give, and we want to send out a postcard that says, you need to call and confirm this. And if you haven't called, well, then it could get tossed out. Because we want to, and we're also looking for, is when you send these cards out, they'll come back if it's an undeliverable address. One of the people in my group, Dad owns a very large company that takes up 3 city blocks. Well, think about this. There are people registering for non-existent addresses. You have one big factory sitting on this block, but they're saying, I live at 100, whatever block. I live at 120. I live at 130. There's one big block, and there were hundreds of people registering as if they lived in that factory. These things will come back as undeliverable because there is no mailbox there. So the goal is let's find the voter fraud ahead of time and eliminate as much of it before the election as we can, and put pressure on the authorities who are supposed to be doing something like this to stop treating it as a victimless crime, because we're all victims of it, and let's do something. This is a chance between here and mid-October to nip a lot of this garbage in the bud. And we're talking, you can... The average in Wisconsin, suppose they figure, the average election is somewhere between 5 and 8% fraud. If we can cut that in half, that cuts the margin significantly. Shane?
Sorry, Tim. Okay, go ahead. I just add to this because I've been involved in this for so long. But the thing is that one of the goals, like one of the things you can do is after the election is over, like for example with Claire, check the address. Tim was talking about there's 12 people registered at his address. And that was one of the things we couldn't get people to do after the 2004 election, was literally go down, go from house to house and say, okay, so John Smith lives here. Does John Smith live here? And you can literally trace these if you just have to have people that want to do that.
Every DA in Wisconsin is elected. Mm-hmm. And if you give them some bad publicity, we got an action for rid of mandamus, I believe. And then an internet.
You're a lawyer, right? Well, see, there you go. Look, there's already a resource right there.
There's a call of grand jury. Yeah.
Well, then, Shane, you'll be able to talk to this and do that. This is apparently a very effective deterrent, just having people standing there. Poll watching tends to discourage people when they know someone's looking.
However, here's be cautious. You better have the people you have poll watch. Better be very strong-willed, because now the Dems have their lawyers. In 2004 or 2006, I can't remember which election, probably 2004 because it was the Kerry election, between Bush and Kerry. We had lawyers from Washington, D.C. in Eau Claire. We had the Kerry campaign lawyers, and the Dems just loaded up with lawyers, and they will come down there, and the union boys and stuff, they will try to intimidate you. So it is I had people talking to me right here. I had this little girl, pretty in pink girl, threatening me from Washington. You know, who are you? Who do you work for? You know, I'm from Washington, D.C., and I looked at her and I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, what are you doing in Wisconsin?
And I'm supposed to
go back to D.C. for
you know, but the point is that whoever you have, do the poll watching. We just, as the Republican Party, I used to do poll watcher training for the Eau Claire County Republican Party, and training people how to do it. And how to stand up to people, what to say, how to deal with people getting in your face, because they will. The Dems will try to intimidate you.
Shane, how difficult is that training? How long?
Not very long. It's just having people who have the courage of their convictions, because, again, in our society, we've been wussified. Oh, I don't want to make waves. I'm afraid to say anything because they'll label me a racist or whatever. we got to be able to stand up and say, no. I mean, we had a kid, like, I was standing in line. I'm walking through the line, and all of a sudden I hear this kid stand, this college student standing in the line, and he goes, yeah, my girlfriend registered me to vote online. I turned and I looked, because I was just happened to be walking by the line of people waiting to vote, and I looked and I noted him. Okay, made a mental note of who he was. And then when he got up to the registration line, I came up and I said, I challenge that vote. And I got the word captain, and all of a sudden the damn lawyers were all like, you can't do that, you're trying to intimidate him. And I said, no, I heard him tell the person in line say that his girlfriend registered him to vote. I want to see proof that he's actually who he is. Because he just admitted in line that he didn't register himself to vote. Now, the kid just turns white and he starts freaking out. And he ended up turned out to be he was who he said he was. But the point was is that I challenge him. Well, then we had another guy, his name was Jed Hart. He was a big, he was about 6'4", 300 pounds. He stood by the voter. He challenged the college kids' votes when they come in. Well, then the Dems were like raised and that. They called the district attorney and they were going to have him arrested because his physical presence is intimidating. And he's denying people their civil rights. And then a reporter shows up from Channel 13 and Channel 18 and they stick microphones in my face like, we hear there's voter intimidation going on in Grace Lutheran Church in Eau Claire. And I just walked out and just said, look, I said, I've been here all day. There's no voter intimidation. Anybody that is registered and allowed to vote by law is being allowed to vote. We're just making sure that this is a free and fair election. And it was just like, so they try all about that intimidation. They'll bring a whole bunch of people. When you do challenge a vote, they'll, like, three people will surround you and all start getting in your face and start threatening you with legal action. And all that kind of stuff. You just have to be strong-willed and be able to take that, because that will happen.
Well, here's the deal with this. They tried to pass that bill this year. If these guys get in again, you know they're going to pass it next year. You know they will. Unless we get the right people in who are already talking about Joel Clayfish and Don Pridemore have written a new bill that will clean up a bunch of this. And they're going to try to get this thing passed and do away with registering the vote on the day of, put at least a week in there so the clerks have time to verify these people. So you can't just walk in and vote and then go to the next place and register and keep doing this all day. But we need to clean this election up to make sure we get the right people in there so we can put a stop to this. The session is over. There's no way we can get a good bill through now. But we can the next one if we can get the right people in there. And this is what we need to do, all of us and as many people as we get involved, to make sure we don't get this thing shut down our throat. All right, so this is what we need. People that will sign up for poll watching, help call those people, help figure out which are the most vulnerable wards, precincts, that sort of thing. And we need to get information out of this. We need to get this out to everyone and make them aware of this so that the public, the non-Tea Party movement people, the moderates and independents, that 40-45% in the middle, look at this and say, this is a nonpartisan issue that's good for everyone, okay. 1 in 100 says, I'll go get involved. We need to do that. We have to reach out to these people as well. Okay, so my guy says if you're willing to sign on with it, he's willing to coordinate that. He's working with the people in the Republican Party and with America for Prosperity to make this happen. So if you guys want to send an email to him, you can say, my group wants to get involved, help. He's coordinating it. It's his project. He'll get it done. And I know it's hard to read. It's Wisconsin grandsons. The R is kind of hard to find. Grandsons of Liberty. Did I go through that fast enough? Can I get you back on schedule?
No, I have one action.
Oh, good. Great. I think that's everything on here.
Sons of Liberty. You back
that
up.
Don't get rid of this. Wisconsin
grandsons of Liberty.
No, but there's no F.
It's in the crack.
Yes.
The R is in the crack.
Yeah, but you got sons and then you got S-O.
S-O-N-Sons of Liberty. Grandsons of Liberty.
As Tim mentioned, Art Cerny from the Rear Watching Campaign is my aunt.
Laura, can you speak up just a little bit more as far as your background?
Okay, I'll try.
Thanks.
Art Cerny from the Rear Watching Campaign is also my aunt. And so she asked me to just say a few things on behalf of their group related to this issue. What they're trying to do is get the Republican Party in each county working together with our groups in each county. So there's been a letter that's been sent out to all of the county chairs for the Republican Party statewide. And then also this, well, my suggestion to all of you is to contact that person. You know, Monday morning, Tuesday morning, whatever. Get the ball rolling. You know, let your group know, you know, what this is about. I should say, probably to let your groups know first, then contact that person. But I think it should be a project for every one of our groups to do that, so that we're all working together. We can do this separately from the Republican Party, but then we lose the access to the attorney.
I'm not planning any events this time, but I don't know about the rest of Wisconsin, this part of Wisconsin. Every little village has had a Heritage Days, or Horn Fest, or a parade. Almost every in the 55-hour parade. And we're going to try and get people at those. First of all, get out the material to come up with the material, then also to answer questions. There's thousands of people go to these things.
One of the things that our group talked about Thursday night was the South County Fair, and it's the only fair in the county. The and one of the headliners for the performers is Charlie Daniels, who I understand is a big Tea Partier, and we're trying to get in touch with his organization to see if he can, we can build on that.
Very
good.
What is the
fair? Have him come by your booth. Have a booth
then. Well, we don't even have a booth yet. when is it? I think it's the first full week in July. It's only a couple of weeks away, so it's really short notice.
Our group is talking
about...